President Hichilema extends national mourning period to 9 days. Youths call for unity during mourning period. And at least 45 killed in central Nigeria raid. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Government and the family of former President Edgar Lungu have reached an agreement on the repatriation and funeral of the former president. According to family spokesperson Makebi Zulu, government and the family have agreed that the body of the late former president, who arrived in the country on Wednesday, 18 June 2025, using a private charter made available to the family by well-wishers. Speaking during a joint press briefing in Johannesburg, South Africa today, Mr. Zulu said that the body of former president will be taken to Mulungushi Conference Center for 3 days as a way to enable the public to pay their last respect.
The body of the late former president will be taken to Mulungushi International Conference Center on Thursday 19th June, Friday 20th June, and Saturday 21st June to enable members of the public to pay their last respect from 09 hours to 16 hours, after which it shall be returned on all days to the funeral house in Swema to lie instead.
Meanwhile, Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa said that President Hichilema has extended the national mourning period to 9 days from 15th June to 23rd June 2025. Mr. Kangwa disclosed that a state funeral will be held and presided over by President Hakainde Hichilema.
A state funeral shall be held and shall be presided over by the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, culminating in the former president's burial on Monday, 23rd June 2025.
Discover the magic behind real love stories as couples open up about their beautiful journeys. From those unforgettable first impressions to the heartwarming proposals that brought tears to our eyes, we'll explore every step of their romantic adventures. Mark your calendars for Love-Filled Fridays at 11 a.m. on radio and Saturdays at 5 p.m. on YouTube.
My name is Jotham.
My name is Kukena.
And this is how we met.
Technical Regulations Brian Munga said the training is important for cooperatives and SMEs as it will enhance their capacity to take advantage of market opportunities for their products in the identified sectors. Mr. Munga said quality products will assist farmers and other producers in the region to sustain their production and assure them of a good income. PLO Foundation Youth Toison Kumwenda has called on the nation to promote a language of unity as a way of honoring the legacy of the late 60th Republican President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Mr. Kumwenda urged young people across the country to rise in solidarity and become a strong voice for unity during this period of national mourning. He said this would reflect the spirit of togetherness that President Lungu consistently championed. Speaking on RCV's Community Forum program under the theme The Importance of Peace in Remembering the Late President's Contributions to National Harmony, Mr. Kumwenda emphasized the value of Ubuntu, a philosophy of shared humanity, as a source of comfort for the former First Family. He also encouraged the family to seek strength in God and rise above differing public opinions during this challenging time. Youths must reflect on and learn from the efforts the late president made in promoting national peace and development, said Mr. Kumwenda.
If you want peace in the future, we must plant it today, and youths are the gardeners. As young people may face many challenges, often unemployment, social pressure, but we must never let anger or desperation turn us into tools of violence and hate. We can honor UCO's legacy by choosing dialogue over division and promoting the One Zambia, One Nation slogan, One Youth, One Mission.
Advocacy for Child Justice, SCJ, Executive Director Josephat Njovu, has reaffirmed the organization's support for recognizing 18 years as the official legal age defining a child in Zambia, and that defining a child as anyone under the age of 18 provides young people with sufficient time to grow, develop, and reach their full potential. He noted that a clear and consistent legal definition is crucial in closing legal gaps that have left children vulnerable to various forms of abuse, especially in cases involving the age of consent. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, he emphasized that Zambia already has a robust legal framework to protect children, but inconsistencies and ambiguities across various laws continue to create confusion about who qualifies as a child. These need to remove ambiguities within the laws to clearly and uniformly define the term child, said Mr. Njovu. Mr. Njovu further urged lawmakers and stakeholders to prioritize legislative clarity to ensure that all children in Zambia are afforded full protection under the law. In African news, officials say at least 45 people have been killed during an overnight attack in central Nigeria's Benue state. Eyewitnesses say the attack was carried out by armed cattle herders, and police say they then engaged the attackers in a gun battle. Many houses were burnt during the raid on Yelewata town. Coming up shortly, 7 people killed in India helicopter crash. This and more, stay tuned.
Young people are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 7 people have died in a helicopter crash in the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand, officials have said. According to local media reports, the aircraft was flying from Kedarnath along a popular pilgrimage route in the Himalayan mountains. It is understood that rescue teams were immediately dispatched and an operation to retrieve the bodies has been carried out with local police. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Government and the family of former President Edgar Lungu have reached an agreement on the repatriation and funeral of the former president. PLO Foundation Youth Toison Kumwenda has called on the nation to promote a language of unity as a way of honoring the legacy of the late 60th Republican President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. And officials say at least 45 people have been killed during an overnight attack in central Nigeria's Benue state. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
Are you a Christian?